When someone in our military dies in the line of duty, we often memorialize them and their service, and rightly so. But life must somehow go on for the service member's family. That's where this organization steps in. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid. No matter how you apply fertilizer, AgroLiquid products will maximize your yield potential. Go to agroliquid.com.
There are a ton of companies jumping on the low-salt, micronutrient, high-efficiency bandwagon. It's like they discovered something new. That's what we've been doing for over 30 years. Don't be a guinea pig. Decades of research and millions of acres have gone into developing AgroLiquid's full line of fertilizers. With all the mergers and buyouts in this industry, it's nice to know there are some things you can count on. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition. It's who we've always been. AgroLiquid, same great company, just easier to say our name. Visit agroliquid.com.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
It was the spring of 1980, and Rocky Sickman was one of 52 U.S. embassy personnel being held hostage in Iran.
Never did I believe that the United States would ever attempt a rescue operation. I mean, I thought we were forgotten.
On April 24, 1980, the U.S. initiated Operation Eagle Claw, a helicopter mission to rescue the hostages. The mission failed in the desert, and 8 servicemen were killed. It would be another 9 months before Rocky and the other hostages were released.
Really didn't know the facts about everything until after I came home and finding out that these 8 people had families. And here I was coming back. They had lost everything.
Rocky vowed that he would do something to help those who had lost loved ones in the military and that he'd help tell their story in his everyday life.
Freedom is not free. As we go to a baseball game, as we go to a carnival, a fair, there's somebody around the world pointing a weapon at an enemy and making sure that we live.
He had the opportunity to join an organization called Folds of Honor to help say thank you to the military and their families.
Folds of Honor provide scholarships to fallen and disabled families of the military.
Rocky was not married at the time of the hostage crisis. He says he knows some of the pain a family goes through because of what his parents endured.
My dad would pick up a load of concrete, get in his truck, and he would just drive. They would have to call him and say, Verge, where are you at? Should have been here 20 minutes ago. My dad was in another world thinking about me because he knew I was in a very dangerous place.
Today, Rocky works with Folds of Honor founder Dan Rooney to help raise money for those families of fallen soldiers. Traveling the countryside in St. Louis, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.